Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. A couple of things we're going to get to in this segment. I want to find out for you, because I know Democrats, they haven't done it yet, but it's still early. I mean, this stuff all went down like 6 o'clock our time. Okay? And there's going to be a charge leveled at the president that he has incited people to send pipe bombs to people like CNN, even though they addressed it to the wrong talking head. It was addressed to John Brennan at CNN. Yeah, John Brennan works for MSNBC. Sorry, Charlie. Anyway, and there are going to be people saying that the president's tough rhetoric has incited people to send suspicious packages to essentially do acts of violence, acts of terrorism. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, called it an act of terrorism. So we have one public official who is saying it's terrorism. Domestic terrorism, maybe, but terrorism nonetheless. And we've got, packages going not just to CNN, but to Hillary Clinton at Chappaqua, her residence out in Westchester County, and Washington, where former President Barack Hussein Obama resides. Now, a quick thought, because I know that we're inside of 13 days to a midterm election, and we always talk about an October surprise. I thought the October surprise was the caravan that George Soros was trying to gin up some anti-Republican feelings among immigrants. But now we see another October surprise, which suspicious packages going to CNN, Hillary, and Barack Obama, the former president of the United States. Is there a new October surprise? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844-2-NEVADA. And I want to talk about what happened today, what it all means. I'm going to be honest with you, Democrats are going to pounce on this. the incendiary rhetoric of the right, of people who proclaim to be, quote, nationalists. Remember yesterday, all the talk on the cable news shows was about the president saying that he was a nationalist as opposed to a globalist, which is nothing different than what he's done at every rally I've seen. He's not a globalist. He believes in America first, whether it be with tariffs or domestic policy or foreign policy. It's always America first. Now, that is perceived to be bad, because then, see, this is what the Democrats always do. They're really good. They did this about immigration. Remember this? Instead of referring to people who oppose illegal immigration, they've just lopped off a word and called it their anti-immigrant. They're anti-immigrants. That's a lot different than anti-illegal immigrant. Just a thought. But that's what they've done. Let's go to your phone calls. I've got two lines open. You want to seize one of them right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Paul in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks. Good morning.
Good morning. Look, as far as the packages, Kevin, we don't know who sent them. And quite frankly, there are instances in the past, if you ever check, where if the Democrats wanted to gather some sympathy, you get some of your people to send the packages to yourselves. So I don't know. I'll wait and see whether the FBI can find out who did that, and we'll go it from there. But I wanted to make a point today. As far as Democrats knowing how to govern and write law, they brought up Proposition 1, which was a universal background check a couple of years ago.
Yep.
It passed. But the problem is you now have a law for a background check when all the perps that committed all these heinous crimes passed a background check to buy the gun. So what does another background check do to stop that? So a little naive there. And they didn't have the knowledge to know. They mandated that a federal agency, the FBI, do the background checks once the initiative passed. And the FBI said, no, we're not going to do that. You cannot mandate at the state level a federal agency to do anything. And that's when the Proposition 1 was thrown out. And we've got two Supreme Court decisions, the Heller case in 2008 and the McDonald case in 2010, which affirmed the right to keep and bear arms in this century. And the Democrats show no respect for law and the Constitution because they're still trying to ban firearms. And those laws say they have no right to do it. So just wanted to pass it on.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's Paul in Las Vegas. You want to join us? I've got one line open. You can squeak through right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What do you make of the suspicious packages? Who do you think sent said packages? I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's Democrats. I really do. I think it's Democrats. I mean, what does it take to put brown wrapping over a box, whether it has white powder in it or whatever? It doesn't take much to do that. And again, I'm willing to wait till the FBI and the ATF and everybody, we find out who it is that did it. But my money would be that it's Democrats. They are so incredibly desperate to turn around the Brett bump, the Kavanaugh bump. I'm telling you. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Grace. Grace, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
What can I do for you today, Grace?
Yeah, I'm calling about the suspicious packages that were sent to Democratic and the CNN. I think it was done by Democratic Party to divert, you know, the caravan immigrants are coming to the U.S. border. So I think it is their, you know, another theory of the Democratic Party.
To me, hey, Grace, you know what? I think it shows the desperation of Democrats.
I agree with you.
They thought the caravan was going to be a plus. But as you saw the president Monday night in Houston say, they made a big mistake because this is not going to be a plus for the Democrats. And now they're going to try and paint the president as somebody whose tough rhetoric is inciting people to send suspicious packages to Democrats.
So this is just another tactic of the Democratic Party, you know, to get revenge, so to divert the issue from the Calvin immigrants. So this is another technique that they have. But I know they ain't going to win. Republicans are winning, you know, on the poll right now. So they are just desperate.
Yeah. And that, Grace, thanks for the call. That's freed up a line, so if you want to squeeze through now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go. And then we'll get you on the air. How about that? My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It is Hump Day, live and local now. Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by Friends of Hoff.
This is James Dean Levitt, and I am running for judge. For the past 35 years as a missionary, lawyer, regent, and candidate for judge, I have dedicated my life to helping young men and women discover their unlimited potential in becoming productive members of society and inspiring them to change and improve their lives. This is why I am running to be the next judge in Justice Court Department 1, and I am humbly asking for your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect James Dean Levitt.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin in Rancho Mirage. Robert, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Okay. I believe that this was an inside job, that they did this to divert attention, to take the heat off themselves, because every one of them are involved with Black Lives Matter and the murder of our police. They're involved in insurrection. They're involved in treason. Obama set up the Golden Dawn Party in Greece, a Nazi party, ended up murdering 10 kids at Santa Fe High School in Texas. We got Obama for murder.
Hey, Robert, hang on, though. Who is they? Who do you say is they? Are these Democrats? Are these liberals? Is this Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Who the hell are you talking about? They.
The people that had so-called the bombs delivered to them, they're the ones behind this. They're doing this to divert attention and blame Donald Trump for having right-wing supporters who are violent when they're the violent ones, they're the treasonous ones, they're the murderous ones, they're the ones with the blood dripping from their hands of the police murdered by their lousy Black Lives Matter thugs. They're the ones responsible for what's going on in this country. And if Donald and the vice president don't have the courage or the insight to see what's going on, I accuse them of doing this, and it's a further crime on top of what they've done.
Okay. I think we know where Robert's coming from. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, you might agree with them. If you agree with Robert, call me, would you? 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm a guy that always likes to have the facts. When we were talking about 1 October, we still don't have the facts. We still don't know. We're still waiting on that FBI report. We still don't know. And I've heard from everybody claiming that the CIA was involved and all kinds of folks were involved. I'd rather hear it from the FBI, personally. Now, Robert says there's some sort of conspiracy going on here. And we've had other callers saying they think it's Democrats trying to turn around this election, which is slipping from their fingers. And I don't disagree with that part. I think it could be that Democrats are sending themselves suspicious packages. There doesn't have to be anything in there, just suspicious packages. What do you think? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Who is it that's sending these bombs? The FBI may find out. They may not. They're pretty good at this stuff. And we may find out who sent these. But I think there's also a possibility we may never know. Who do you think? Is it some right-wing nationalist organization? Or is it Democrat operatives? I mean, just look at what Democrats did with Fusion GPS. And the Steele dossier. I mean, think of the lengths the Democrats have gone to that we know of right now. Forget about the 33,000 emails on Hillary's server, on her homebrew server. Think of just what they did with the Steele dossier. And which then led to the Robert Mueller investigation, which has led to indictments and guilty pleas and all of this. I'm just saying, they can't be trusted. The Dems cannot be trusted. You tell me what you think. In fact, let's go to Charles. Charles, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Okay, I do agree with the that caller saying that, you know, it was done from the inside the Democratic Party as far as attacks towards Hillary and Obama. Reason being is it's definitely a diversionary tactic just to try to make the other side look bad. Everything that's been going on recently is basically just it's to divide us. As it says, you know, divide and conquer, and united we stand. And if we keep everybody from communicating and staying together and being united, it removes all the power from the people, which is ultimately what they're trying to do. You know, it's just keep us all against one another and keep the power.
Wow. Good point. I hadn't thought of that. Divide and conquer. I mean, that seems to be the Democrat mantra. That it's all about dividing and conquering. I get that. You want to join us? That's Freed Up a Line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. Spell it all out, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter. More and more people, I've noticed, just in the last, I don't know, month. Maybe it's the election. I don't know. More and more people are following me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, too, at Kevin Wall Radio. At Kevin Wall Radio. Stick around. We got lots more to do. And, in fact, coming up in our next half hour is what we call our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's easy. All you do is pick up the phone and call me, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is Live and Local now.
Rocks.
One thing I said that I would never do, a look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance?
Wow. You know, Ralph Reed, the moral majority, and God, he's been a force in politics for the last 15, 20 years. I got a text from him. Hi, it's Ralph Reed. Nevada early voting is open. Your neighbors are already voting. We need you to vote. Find your voting location and vote. Sorry, Ralph, already voted. I early voted yesterday. I did. And by the way, it was painless. Really, honestly, was. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Like yourself, I think it was one of the mob operative Democrat Party members that are doing these suspicious planting of these bombs. And one of the things that I think leads me to believe it's a Democrat is because none of these bombs have gone off. If it was somebody serious that's mailing these bombs out, I think by now one of them have gone off. There's about, what, 7 or 8 of them now possible all over, and not one has gone off.
Yeah, so that tells me it's somebody that wanted to make sure nobody died, okay? But you send it, and you create the terrorism just the same. I mean, it's a terrorist act.
Exactly.
Would you agree with that it's a terrorist act?
Yeah, if it's a terrorist act, they're going to blow it up. I mean, it's going to blow up somewhere either in the mail facility that they're checking it at or at the residence it gets delivered to.
And well, but so no. But Brady, regardless of whether it blows up or not, the fact that you're creating terrorism makes it a terrorist act. This, regardless of whether there's a bomb there or just a bunch of white, flour, powder, it's still a terrorist act. It is creating terror. Those people that had to abandon their workplace at the CNN Center, they were terrorized. Would you not agree with that? I mean,
well, I agree. Yes, I do agree with that. And it's one more. Then they can say, oh, yeah, Mr. Trump, in his rhetoric at his speeches, it said, oh, CNN sucks and we should take them out or something. And all of a sudden, all these bombings that are in the mail and that are in the mail and be blamed on Trump. You know, I just see it as a big ploy by the Democrat Party.
Wow. Brady, thanks, man. Go to Barbara. Barbara is in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning. Love your show, Kevin.
Thank you. What's up?
Listen, my friend. Well, you know, at first I want to say that I'm a conservative Christian and a proud Trump supporter.
God bless you.
And the Dems have plundered, they've plundered our country. How do we believe them anymore? I definitely believe it's the Democrats that are doing this with the bombs. Absolutely. And I believe that this upcoming potential invasion at the border is definitely done by Soros and his cronies. And I think that this is an attempt by the Dems to divert attention. And, absolutely I do.
Hey, Barbara, do you know that the way you began the call describing yourself, that qualifies you as a deplorable? You're a Christian. No. No, you instantly qualify as a deplorable. Did you realize that?
Yeah, right.
No, you do.
Proudly.
Yeah, Christian, Trump-loving, all of those. I mean, you went through the whole litany, and that instantly qualifies you as a deplorable. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Barbara, I'm glad you called. Thank you, dear. She believes that the Dems created this stuff. I mean, they're desperate. I mean, can you imagine another 2 years of Republican leadership in the House and the Senate? Can you imagine Ruth Bader Ginsburg, God forbid, she assumes room temperature? And all of a sudden there is a third vacancy on the court? The Dems are desperate, and they will do anything. The same way that Chuck Schumer said he would do anything in his power to keep Brett Kavanaugh off the court. And they darn near did it. You know, people coming out of the woodwork from stuff going on in 1986 or whatever it was. Unbelievable. But they fulfilled their promise. They said they would do anything. Angry mobs, doesn't matter. Anything. That's what they said they would do, and they did it. Jay, you're next, and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Jay?
Hey, Kevin. I agree with Brady and the last caller. I do believe it's very plausible that the Democrats have set this whole thing up. I think something that's really suspicious is that they actually opened one of the packages, and it did not go off, which gave them a great photo opportunity to leak photos of the actual bomb.
But it wasn't a bomb.
Well, a mail bomb, a mail-looking bomb, correct?
A suspicious package.
Yes, a suspicious package. It was opened, and none of the bombs have gone off, and one was actually opened, and it didn't go off. So to me, it just smells to high heaven. And they seem to do this without impunity.
You know what's interesting, though? Nobody has mentioned Al-Qaeda. Nobody has mentioned ISIS. Nobody has mentioned the Muslim Brotherhood or anything like that. Nobody knows who did this. And the problem is that all of us, if left to our own devices, can figure this thing out. And many of you, and maybe not you, Jay, but many think it's Democrats that created this.
No, I do think it's Democrats that created this.
Okay.
I think it's Democrats that have... you didn't get that sense from what I said. I do think it's Democrats that created this, just like I think the Democrats or a faction of the Democrats are funding the people coming up, the migrants coming up to our border. And I think Trump should do an executive order that prosecutes anyone aiding and abetting anyone who's about to break the law to come across our border. I just don't understand why laws can be broken and our society does nothing about them. I think he should also pull the nonprofit status from any organization who does the same.
Wow. Thanks, man. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through. Now is your chance. Coming up, by the way, more from Rahm Emanuel. You're not going to believe with this guy. As if he... I don't even know what he's doing in Washington. But Rahm Emanuel, I guess, was in Washington and was on CNN yesterday. Like he doesn't have enough problems in Chicago keeping people from killing each other? I mean, you want to talk about a real problem? Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about this subject. I find it despicable that you are so willing to blame an entire political party for this despicable event or events without a shred of evidence. Not even a scintilla, not even a speck of evidence. You are convinced that the Democratic Party is involved in sending bombs to people. That is despicable, my friend. Despicable.
Did you see any of the WikiLeaks emails? Did you see how Bernie Sanders was screwed by the Democrat leadership?
What the hell does that have to do?
Have you seen what Fusion GPS did to create the Mueller investigation? They will do anything.
Are you going to give me that's a load of crap, and you know it. There's no evidence to support what you're saying and what your right-wing buddies are saying on this station. I think it's irresponsible, and I think that you ought to wait until there's some evidence to support whomever did this, and then you can go ahead and rant all you want. But until then, you sound like a 3-year-old kid who somebody took his lollipop away.
Well... Joe, you and I apparently agree to disagree, and that's okay, because that's what this program's about. You tell me. You agree with Joe? And if you agree with Joe, that's fine. I got big, broad Irish Catholic shoulders. I can take it. I try not to sound like a 3-year-old, but that was Joe. And if you agree with Joe, call me. But I'm just saying the history, the recent history of that party. I mean, it's why Debbie Wasserman Schultz is gone. It's why, Donna Brazile had huge, huge problems. You tell me. Is Joe right? Am I being unfair to the Democrats? Or does history tell us Democrats will do anything for power? Anything. They will try and destroy Brett Kavanaugh and his family. They destroyed the candidacy of Bernie Sanders. Fusion GPS is trying to destroy the presidency of Donald J. Trump. They will do anything, anything. And don't get me started about Seth Rich. Okay? They will do anything. Oh, and by the way, did I mention Vince Foster? Eh, I guess I did. Okay. Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls. And again, if you agree with Joe, that's okay. It's all right. Like I say, I got big, broad Irish Catholic shoulders. I can take any criticism. You just bring it on. It's okay. It's all right. We'll get to your calls on the other side. And as you might expect, our phone lines are jammed. We'll get to your calls coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
My fellow conservatives, we have a horrible epidemic in our country and we must stop it from coming to Nevada. Mass school shootings. These happen because schools are gun-free zones, easy targets for violent murderers. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Nevada Attorney General. I'll promote laws to allow willing teachers to keep a firearm in their classroom to defend our school children from mass killers. Teachers have Second Amendment rights. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until he builds a wall. Adam Laxalt said if elected governor, he will refuse President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. A lot of you want to talk about what Joe says. You may agree with him. You may disagree. And that's okay. But I'm just saying, look at the history of the Democrat Party in the last 2-3 years. They literally tried to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, the same way they've tried to destroy Danny Tarkanian. And Danny Tarkanian, God bless him, has had to go to court. And he's won one defamation suit, and he'll probably win a second. These people will do anything for power. They don't care. They don't care. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
This is your greatest deplorable here. Hey, I just wanted to make a point how ballistic that guy went. I mean, it's got to be their way or no way. And you're listening to one calm man on the radio trying to make a point, and this other ballistic guy, I mean, oh, man, I was just laughing. It sounds like my stepmother. I mean, you know, I mean, what could I say?
Well, it sounds like your stepmother off her meds or something like that. I'll just say, I mean, I understand that Joe feels the way he does. I disagree with him. I say, look at the history of the Democrat Party just over the last couple of 3 years. I mean, look at what they did in the run up to 2016, the Steele dossier, Seth Rich, so many things that have happened. Don't even go back to Vince Foster, okay? We'll let the statute of limitations run out on that. But just look at the stuff that they've
question.
Done. Yeah, go ahead.
My question was, do you know if they penetrate our border, isn't that a declaration of war? I mean, do we have the right to defend ourselves?
Congress
our
ends
sovereign
up
state?
Congress ends up declaring war.
Okay, so, but technically is what my question was.
It's an act of war.
I
think most of us,
right?
Most of us would consider it an act of war. But okay. We're not talking okay. About a nation state. Normally we deal with an act of war with nation states. What has changed that has been Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Okay.
They're affiliated
with. Thank you
very much. Okay, thank you. They're affiliated, but they are not a nation state. You know, that's where you go through that formal process, and you go to the UN, and because it is it's the United Nations, but that doesn't count. You know, it doesn't count for you know, simple things like countries invading other borders, invading Ukraine or Crimea or whatever the country may be. Yeah, this is what we're talking about on this caravan, which, by the way, last night there was a report in the media that the numbers had swelled to 14,000. Again, I have not seen that confirmed today. But 14,000, that's incredible. And what this is going to ultimately come down to is the Mexican government is going to have to rein this in because they are not right now on Mexican soil. And the Mexicans are the only one. And you know what? I'm willing to bet. And during my conversation with the president on Saturday, he said that this was something the Mexicans were going to have to deal with. And as of Saturday, they had been dealing with it fairly well. Mexican officials said, you cannot come into a foreign country, ours, meaning Mexico, without our permission. That's the problem. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Man, this has been crazy. What I love is Rahm Emanuel. And Rahm Emanuel has so many problems on his own. Yeah. Here is Rahm Emanuel as an example. This is the guy that's the mayor of Chicago. And they've got killings. This is cut six. Rahm Emanuel was on with Wolf Blitzer and took a dim view of GOP chances in the midterms. I don't know what polls he's looking at, because all the polls I'm seeing is showing a red wave, not a blue wave. This was Rahm Emanuel yesterday with Wolf Blitzer on CNN.
I think it's a mistake to get to the presidential. We have three very important buckets of elections, a House, a Senate, and state House elections. First of all, one of the things that I'm very interested in, we haven't discussed, is in the Midwest, where Donald Trump upended a lot of things, you have a number of gubernatorial races. To me, that's a very important both for the presidential, but it's also important for redistricting. You have Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota. That's a very important paradigm, and it's very important for the Democratic Party.
But as you look at these various Democratic potential 2020 candidates, who do you like? Who's got the best chance of beating this president?
I have a firm view that we don't want somebody from Washington. We want an outsider that can articulate a
So you don't want a senator?
Look, it's not about it. I think it's really important, Wolf, that we become a party that wants to change Washington, because a lot of people think Washington's broken. Second is, I think, a very important thing that I'd be very clear about this administration. Rather than drain the swamp, he brought the swamp with him. And it's made it worse. And you look at how many cabinet people left with a cloud under their head is a very important issue to the in the fact that the ethical standards that he's allowed, and he's lowered the ethical standards dramatically under his tenure. And ethics and government and what they think of government is working for them, or actually for the people inside, is a very important issue.
Will the Democrats win the majority in the House of Representatives in 2 weeks?
Based on what I know, yes.
What about the Senate?
I don't know it as well as I should know it, but I would say this. I think that it's a very different terrain, and it's two different elections. And the reason is you have a lot of Democrats running in the red states. You have a lot of Democrats running in purple to blue-leaning districts, and it's not the same election, which is the same thing I would say in the heartland of America. The Republican Party is not going to win these governor's races. They're going to lose in Michigan. They're going to lose in Illinois. And that is a big table setter for 2020. And to me, before you get to the question of who's our nominee, how does the table set look? We are going to pick up seats in the state house. We're going to pick up seats in the gubernatorial position. And to me, that's what's important for 2020.
Okay. This is a guy that's got so many problems at home in Chicago. What the hell's he doing in Washington? This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Try meowawana.com. Hey, we'll do it all again tomorrow. Get out and early vote. I'm Kevin Wall. This is Live and Local Now. Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.